Imagine this, you're killing time on Facebook or Instagram and someone you follow has a cool new bag or they post pictures of an amazing vacation. They did the cool thing, they bought the cool thing, you like it, and then suddenly you want it too. And if you have disposable income, you might have actually purchased that thing that was so cool when you saw it on social media. If you've ever done that, take comfort in the fact that you are not alone. A recent study found that social media has a pretty significant impact on how and what we spend our money on. David Hirschleifer is a distinguished professor of finance and economics at the University of California, Irvine. David, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, my pleasure, Rob. It's great to be here.
Well, introduce us to this concept of visibility bias. What does that mean?
So visibility bias in the context of people saving or spending is the idea that when you buy something or you spend, that that's more visible to other people than when you do nothing in particular, when you don't make a purchase. So for example, if I see a car that's parked in my neighbor's driveway, that's really noticeable to me. That's highly visible that they're willing to spend a lot of money. But if there's nothing parked in the driveway, I don't notice that at all.
And that could have an impact on us. It would, I guess, normalize spending. It makes it look like everybody is buying things, but it doesn't make it look like everybody else is saving money because we can't see that.
Absolutely, Rob. So when I'm eating out at a restaurant, I see a lot of other people eating out at a restaurant, and I may not stop to think about all the people who are having an inexpensive meal at home. The same thing when I'm at the airport and I see a long line in front of the Starbucks, and I don't think about the people who are paying only 10 cents for a cup of coffee at home. So that can cause people to overestimate how much others are willing to spend. And it may cause me to forget about people who are staying home and having a staycation instead of going on an expensive trip. So that can create skewed perceptions about how important saving is. So when people are trying to figure out how much to save for the future, there's a lot of uncertainty. It's a really hard thing to figure out. What is the risk that I'll have a job loss in the future or expensive health problems or a disability? And when people are faced with hard problems, they often take social cues. So they look and see what are other people doing. And that can sometimes work pretty well if the other people are well informed. But unfortunately, when it comes to saving for the future, the other people may be just as clueless as I am. And it's even worse than that because it's not just that they lack information, but also I'm getting a skewed observation about how much they are really saving or consuming because of this visibility bias.
And I imagine this has always been there, but is there more of this social information coming at us through social media?
Yes. So I think social media is greatly intensifying social observation. So the number of people that you can observe and hear about on Facebook or by Instagram postings about they're eating out or going on an expensive trip. And especially it increases the visibility bias. So if I'm visiting my next door neighbor at home, then I may see them drinking that cheap cup of coffee or having that staycation. But if I'm only getting the information from social media, well, Facebook is going to give me a notification when they do a posting, not when they're doing nothing in particular. And the posting is going to occur when there's an exciting new product purchase, bought a new car, went on a vacation. So that's going to skew perceptions even more.
Right.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I'm more likely to post, hey, here's this exciting vacation photo, maybe from the vacation I took last month. I'm not even on it now. I'm not going to make a picture of me transferring money into my savings account.
That's true. In fact, it's even considered a bit socially undesirable sometimes to talk about, wow, I'm saving so much money. Look how much I put in the bank. And it certainly is not as engaging as a posting. Or even in a phone call. So we tend to think that the internet is the new modern thing, and one might think that that visibility bias was born with social media, but it really comes from electronic communication more generally. So a few decades ago, you had plunging costs of long-distance phone calls. You had the rise of cell phones, later of smartphones, the rise of cable television with home shopping stations and vivid depictions of product purchases. And so it's really been a continuing process where the electronic communications have made it more and more observations of what people want to report about what's happening, which tends to be the exciting things like consumption activities, instead of the spontaneous physical observation of people that one is caught in direct and immediate contact with.
So we see ads all the time on TV or on billboards or online, for that matter. Is seeing our friends, people in our social network, consuming, buying stuff, going to have more of an influence on us than these ads that we might be a little more skeptical of?
Yes. Well, of course, everyone knows that the advertisements are intended to induce us to make purchases and sometimes to try to manipulate us. And so we have a built-in resistance to advertising. Advertisement can get around those barriers, but people are place much greater credence on the observation, on direct observation of what other people are doing. And so other people are like walking billboards. When we see them consume, we feel, okay, that's a choice that a person has actually made. It's not just an advertiser who's trying to trick me into making a purchase.
Now, I think I'm probably like a lot of people, and I think I'm immune to this sort of thing, but I'm a board game nerd, for one thing, and I've seen other people online buying a particular game, and I just bought that game last week. I might not have done it if I hadn't seen all the buzz. Is this something that's just going to affect us without us really consciously thinking about it?
I believe that this does affect people without conscious introspection. So humans are social animals, and we observe what other people do, and for almost everyone, that influences us. It influences our beliefs, and it influences our idea of what is a good way to live, what is a sensible way to do things. And because of that, there's a self-feeding kind of process that goes on here. There's a self-reinforcing feedback where I observe others. Because of visibility bias, I think they're consuming more than they really are. That causes me to consume more and save less. But now I become a model for observation by other people. Mm. So now the other people really are seeing me consume a lot. And above and beyond that, there's that visibility bias on top of that. And so my increased consumption loops back to increasing consumption by them. And so the overall feedback effect can be extremely strong.
All right. Assuming our goal is to have more people save a little more money, live more within their means, and we see that this visibility bias is an obstacle to that, what do we do about it?
Well, I think that one thing is just to keep in mind when you see your friends going on expensive vacations, just to remind yourself that, well, wait, I may have some friends who are holding on to their 15-year-old car and haven't bought a new car. And just remind yourself of the things that are less visible, of your friends that are staying home and aren't eating out tonight. And so just being aware of the visibility bias can be helpful for taking the social media reports with a grain of salt. Now, at the policy level, our theory has a novel implication, which is that you can help cure the problem of undersaving by truthful disclosure of how much people are actually saving and how much they're spending. So people are overestimating how much others are consuming. So if you just report accurately to them, here's the actual spending rate that other people have, that will cause them to consume less. After we wrote our paper, there was a new study that tested this idea using a smartphone app. And what they did was they had people report their expenses through, automatically through the smartphone app. And they looked at people who were overspenders, who were spending heavily relative to the average. And they looked at underspenders, who were spending relatively less relative to the average person. And then they disclosed to people where they stood, whether they were overspenders or underspenders. And then on average, the overspenders cut their spending rate relative to income by 3% on average. And the underspenders increased their spending when they learned that they were spending less than others, but they increased it by only 1%. So on average, the overspending, the spending decreased. And that's very consistent with this visibility bias effect, that when that people are overestimating on average how much others are spending, and when they learn that that average spending is less than they expected, on average, people are cutting back on their consumption.
Interesting. We'll leave it there. David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. It was a pleasure.
David Hirschleifer is Mirage Chair in Business Growth and Distinguished Professor of Finance for the University of California at Irvine. He joins us today to talk about an emerging spending phenomenon called visibility bias and how people are convinced to spend and buy more by the people they follow on social media. Has this happened to you? Let us know. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.